This is listener-powered KEXP. That was Jungle. We're going to be live with us on Wednesday. Alt-J right before that. They're going to be live with us on Monday. Very busy in this room, and this in-studio started with Scott on video there having to tear down things from the ceiling. I think that's a good sign.
Yeah, probably a good sign.
I think it's a good sign. It's good to see all of you in here. How many of there are you? Six, seven?
Eight.
Awesome. I love
seven,
it.
Seven.
Seven? If there's an eighth out in the hallway, we should probably grab them now.
There's some dudes around.
You got people helping in the booth as well, so we'll count them as well. Rebel Buckets live here. They're live tonight at Chop Suey, and we'd love to hear a song if you're ready.
I think we're all right. Ready, actually.
All right. Good. KEXP 90.3 FM, Rebel Bucket live here on the morning show. And I recommend live shows, but we're one song in. I couldn't go wrong recommending this show tonight.
Right.
Jesus, you guys, if you bring this at 9:30 in the morning, I'm very excited to see what tonight looks like.
I think this might be our earliest show of all time so far.
It happens that way here on the show. It's okay. I'm all right with that. And it happens again tonight. Again, I highly recommend seeing these guys at Chop Suey this evening. You ready for another one?
Yes, all right. We are.
Could have gone on for a while. Rubble Bucket live here on the morning show. And again, can't recommend the show enough. Tonight, I mean, I'm standing right here. I mean, obviously, I'm a witness to something awesome. And that takes place at Chop Suey this evening. Survival Sounds, a new album. Great record, by the way.
Thank you so much.
Sounds so good, especially in the morning. I'm telling you. Cheers people up. Every time I play it, I get some kind of response. So it's great to hear. Could you tell, for people new to the band and the sound and just a little bit of history, when you got together, where you got together, how it started?
Yeah, we're all living in Brooklyn now, but we all met basically right after college. Like, we all, you know, in the Northeast area, Boston, Vermont, we kind of congregated in Brooklyn.
That happens.
Yes, that does happen a lot. And then we've been there for the past kind of 3-4 years, I think.
Did the band start so big, or was it, oh man,
it
horns would be great,
actually,
or, oh, so it was actually bigger?
Yeah.
What's out? What
it was
wasn't?
Like a post-Afrobeat band. There was like 3 percussionists and 4 horns.
Yeah, we had another sax player, and we kind of have been shaving it down over the years to make it more
over the
feasible.
700 or 800 shows we've played, it's kind of gotten smaller.
Well, there's a lot of that sound happening in New York all the time and in Brooklyn, so there's no lack of players, that's for sure. And so you have the new record, you're on a great label as well. Talk a bit about the label too. There's a good story there. If you don't mind telling a little bit of it, I think it's interesting.
Yeah,
anyway.
I mean, we played a showcase in Rockwood Music Hall, and like in April of last year, and Ben Lovett from Mumford & Sons was DJing, and he's like the owner of the label, and he like came up to us like sweating after the show.
Can I do the voice? Yeah. He's like, I've only danced 5 times ever in my life, and tonight was one of those. And that was the beginning of a long, loving relationship.
Was your answer, what were the other 4 times?
I'm curious. Now I'm curious.
What company are you in? So he has a label, and he says, I'm signing you.
Yeah, basically. And we opened, and he had us open for Mumford & Sons, and they brought us to Europe for our first time this summer, and we played Glastonbury, and that was a trip. We got to be Arcade Fire's bobbleheads. Because our friend Stuart plays saxophone in Arcade Fire.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I was wondering who gets the honor of being the bobbleheads in there. It's
like, we had the honor. It was pretty nutty.
Was it sweaty and scary? Was it claustrophobic?
Very scary. You couldn't see or hear out of it. And there was a weird medley of like Glastonbury hits that would be like Jay-Z to Oasis in 5 seconds. And it was like, we're all trying to do a choreographed thing, like 9 bobbleheads that can't see each other in front of 110,000 people. And it was pretty disastrous, actually.
Was it how did I get here, or yeah, this is about right. This is where I saw myself.
The latter.
Yeah, I knew this was going to happen. Something like this. Have you ever been surprised with anything this so far? I shouldn't say anything. Of course, you can be surprised. But are you like with the band, the projection of the band, where you've been going?
I think the weirder it gets, the less surprised I get. Or something.
That's awesome. No, that makes sense.
But it's definitely trippy to experience it all.
Yeah. Well, it seems like you guys are true to what you want to be doing, and I think good things happen when you do that. So, and it's a great band. I can't recommend seeing these guys live enough. I'm so glad we have our team in here to show you later as well. And they're going to play a couple more songs from the new record. And again, I want to remind you, Rubble Bucket is live tonight at Chop Suey. The new album is Survival Sounds. And then, by the way, I don't want to forget this too. You are up north to Vancouver, then back down south to Portland, over the border a few times. Yeah. Yep. Good luck with that. And take your time. But again, tonight at Chop Suey, it's Rubble Bucket here on KXP if you're ready to go.
We are.
Can't
KEXP, where the music matters. Rebel Bucket live here on the morning show, and you may have your new favorite band if you go out tonight at Chop Suey. I'm very serious about that. I see a lot of sessions in here. I don't just say that to everybody. I say it to a few people. But this band, I definitely mean it with this band. That sounds awful, like the other bands. I was just making that up. They were awful. No, we've had some great sessions here. But again, come out tonight. Friday night with you guys just seems like a perfect plan.
It does.
Right? I mean, yeah. We fill the Chop Suey tonight. Show these
Friday
guys some love.
Friday night with Seattle sounds like a perfect plan.
Right? Like, you've come all the way here. The least we can do is show up. Yeah. So we are hopeful that our music community will be there. They will be, trust me. All right, we got one more?
Yeah.
Sounds good. Sad the session is over. That is, you guys are so damn fun. My God, what a great band. Rebel Bucket live here. Jim, you're going to want to post that video like later today, right? You're going to get right on that? People need to see this. And you can see it tonight at Chop Suey. And I can't recommend it enough. And that song's on my top songs of the year.
Thank you very much. It's so awesome.
I'm just,
like our
I'm the
station.
Most complimentary DJ you will ever find. But that song is just brilliant. Good work. Thanks, I love the video, too. It's very disturbing.
Right back at you.
So thank you. We love you guys. Thanks for coming up. Thanks for taking the time. Chop Suey tonight. And then we have many listeners online up in Vancouver. Saturday, then Sunday in Portland. And it looks like you guys are busy. Got a lot of shows coming up. Is there a show in particular? I mean, besides Seattle, you're looking forward to? One year, are they just all...
We're looking the most forward to Seattle.
Yeah, there's no
good
show
answer.
That eclipses Seattle.
See how I set that up? Yeah. And then if you're in Vancouver on a station, make sure you say Seattle. They do the same
thing. I'm not going to make the mistake I made last time where I called Seattle Chicago. I promise. I think that mistake has been fully
made. Okay with Chicago. There's worse you could do. Yeah. We like Chicago here. I want to thank everybody here, our team here, the video and our sound and everybody else. And I'm leaving. My show is done and Cheryl is up. I will see you tonight. Speaking of Vancouver, I will see you at the Sounders match this evening. And I'll be back, I think, on Monday. Have a great weekend. It's 90.3 KEXP Seattle.